The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Here's some good news on the Christian liberty front. We've been keeping an eye on Kentucky. The Democratic governor in Kentucky banned all church services. You remember down in Kentucky, he even banned drive-in services. Isn't that nuts? I'm serious. Isn't that nuts? You could get out of your car and go into Walmart. You get out of your car, go into Lowe's. You can get out of your car and go into Kroger's. But you could not sit in your car with the windows up for a drive-in church service. That was the executive order from the Democratic governor. Well, 2 weekends ago, a federal judge put an end to that. But then, Friday night, Liberty Council won an injunction from a Kentucky federal district court granting its request for in-person church services on behalf of Maryville Baptist Church and its pastor, Dr. Jack Roberts. So the governor of Kentucky has suffered 2 defeats, and that is good news. Absolutely unconstitutional, and let me say again, whether you appreciate Governor DeWine or not, you have to give him credit. He never shut down churches. Never did. He made it clear. He requested that churches not meet in person, but he exempted churches, religious organizations from the shutdown order. He understood the constitutionality of it, unlike a whole bunch of Democratic governors across the country. So Maryville Baptist Church decided they wanted to meet in person. Now they're taking all kinds of precautions, but they're going to meet in person, and a federal judge has said, you certainly can. Now that's good news. This is disturbing news. In a brand new poll, a majority of Americans have said, I think it's fine for the government to prohibit churches from meeting. A majority of Americans are okay with the government unconstitutionally ordering churches not to meet. Here's the story from the Associated Press. While the White House looks ahead to reopening houses of worship, most Americans think in-person religious services should be barred. And only about a third say that prohibiting in-person services violates religious freedom. Only a third believe that the government saying, no, as a congregation, you are prohibited to meet in any fashion. Just 9% of Americans in this poll think that in-person religious services should be permitted without restrictions. 42% say they should be allowed with restrictions, and 48% think they should not be allowed at all. 48%. Wow. 48% of Americans think it's okay for the government to trample underfoot religious freedom. That's frightening, folks. That is frightening. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Carol in Granville on the line. Carol, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Carol.
I'm calling about the mask, and
yeah.
I wanted to share that we understand now, perhaps more than we did previously when the virus first began, how very contagious it is, that people can have it before they actually have symptoms.
Correct.
And for that reason, I see the wisdom of having people wear masks in public places, that if they do have it, it would not be something that somebody else might catch, even if they aren't aware at the time that they have the virus. So for the mask to be worn by everybody ensures in public places that protection is there for every person in a public area. And I think that's important still until the numbers go down. It's not just people who have had the symptoms. Somebody else could be carrying it and not even be aware, but
sure.
if they are, they're contagious to somebody else that might get it. That's
uh-huh.
my point.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carol. I appreciate you calling and expressing it. Thank you.
Yes. And I think Dr. Fauci and Dr. Amy have expressed also that since you mentioned in March when he mentioned that masks weren't really essential, that they have both retracted somewhat that and said they see the wisdom now of wearing the mask. And
you are
for God's protection for all yeah. of us. He's the one that protects us.
Well, amen to that. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Bye.
Carol. You as well. And she is correct. Dr. Acton and Fauci have both retracted those statements. I'll leave it at that. I appreciate the call. In looking at this thing of who is susceptible and so forth, out of all of this, one of the most shocking things that has come out in the last week, as most of you know, New York has been the epicenter of the virus pandemic here in America. This is off the top of my head, but I believe I'm pretty correct. Nearly one-third of all the cases in the United States have been in New York. New York State, not just New York City. Nearly one-third of all the cases in all of America. And in a press conference late last week, Governor Cuomo showed some shocking statistics that of those hospitalized recently in New York, 66% were people who stayed home, sheltered in place, didn't go out, didn't work, didn't ride the subway, didn't go to the hospital, didn't go to Home Depot, didn't go to the grocery store. 66% of those that were hospitalized were people who stayed home. Now, how do we interpret that? It's above my pay grade. But isn't that fascinating? That in essence, at least in New York, the stay-at-home strategy did not work. And then again, we have in Georgia, as soon as they opened the state, the number of cases, the number of deaths, the number of hospitalizations began to drop dramatically. Same thing happened in Colorado. Now, Colorado and Georgia opened up about the same time. Georgia, the Republican governor of Georgia, was criticized unmercifully. I mean, people literally said he was going to have blood on his hands because he opened up the state. Colorado opened up the same time. That's a liberal Democratic governor. Nobody said anything. But the results, I know I'm positive on this in Georgia, and I'm pretty certain that Colorado has shown a a similar decline in cases, hospitalizations, and so forth. Now, is that purely coincidental that Georgia was just peaked? And I don't know. Again, that's above my pay grade, but it's interesting, and it's going to be fascinating to see what happens here in Ohio. One last thing about the COVID-19, and then I'm going to move on when we come back. NPR has a fascinating article from Friday. Headline, U.S. field hospitals stand down most without treating any COVID-19 patients. It is a, believe it or not, it is a 25-page article from NPR. And here's the bottom line. I can summarize all 25 pages for you. There were thousands and thousands of beds from these emergency U.S. field hospitals, and almost none of them were used. Almost none of them were used. Now, that's a good thing. Okay? That is a good thing. We can rejoice in that. But again, an indication, the predictions were so far off. And we can be thankful for that as well, because the predictions were horrible. All right. If you want to continue the COVID-19 thing, that's fine. But I'm going to move on to other things. 877 Bob Live. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. And I'm not making a big deal out of this, not pushing real hard, but I just feel terrible that I didn't open the phones on Friday for you folks to call and pay tribute to your mother. I just think that's important. My mother has been in heaven now for a couple of years, and miss her desperately. She was 95, lived a full life, but my goodness, I'd love to talk to her. And I just want to give you an opportunity. If you'd like to call, I know it's the day after Mother's Day, but I'd love to give you the opportunity to give me a call and pay tribute to your mother, the mothers in your life. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to go back to the phones, and we've got Debbie in Columbus. Hi, Debbie. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, you as well.
Thank you. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, I was listening to you when you said there was, I think you said 48% of the population think that churches should be closed during this pandemic.
Exactly.
Am I correct? Somewhere.
Yes.
Well, I wonder how many of those people thought that the abortion clinic should have been closed.
Probably not many of them. Probably not many of them. Public opinion for closing abortion clinics because of the COVID-19 is not very high. I don't have any recent statistics, but sadly, it's not real high.
Well, they have their priorities all mixed up.
I agree with you completely. I agree with you completely. And I'm disappointed that our governor was not more aggressive when elective surgeries were shut down, which included abortion clinics in Ohio, loudly and proudly defied that order, publicly said, no, we're not going to obey it. The attorney general took them to court, and unfortunately, a court ruled in favor of the abortion clinics. But sadly, the governor never said anything publicly about it. He never did. The attorney general did, but the governor did not. And it may be because his director of the Department of Health is almost a radical pro-abortion advocate.
Yeah, well, I personally don't think that he should even hire her because of that reason specifically.
Well, I don't either. She was a Democratic activist. She was a campaigner for Barack Obama. She raised funds for Planned Parenthood. And for Mike DeWine, who is a strong pro-life governor. I mean, he has a sterling record of being pro-life, but I think a whole lot of people are absolutely shocked that he picked her to be the director of the Department of Health.
Uh-huh. And he lost his way just like Kasich did.
Well, DeWine isn't that bad yet. He's not that bad yet. Yes, Governor Kasich lost his way big time. My goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have ever seen a politician take such a dramatic turn in his second term in office. It was startling, shocking, mind-blowing to watch him not just lean to the left, but lurch to the left. And
right.
DeWine's not there yet, and I hope he doesn't get there.
Well, I hope not, but we hope that Kasich didn't make it there either.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
I think that he owes us a statement as to why he even hired Miss Amy Acton for that reason.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. He is very, very supportive and very defensive of her. Now, the one thing I agree with, there were people protesting at her house. That's wrong. That's not fair to her children. No. You don't do that. And I was with, Governor DeWine on that. But he made a very poor choice, in my opinion. He made a very poor choice, and I'm certainly not alone. Hey, Debbie, thanks. Appreciate the call. And we need to take a break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.